Welcome back to Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, motivation, and entrepreneurship. This show is dedicated to helping you overcome your past, create unstoppable motivation, confidence, and clarity so you can become the best version of yourself in your business, relationship, and life. Now here's your host, life coach, entrepreneur, and international best-selling author, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation, and welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, motivation, and entrepreneurship. I am your host, Danny Cole. And as always, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the show. I love you and I appreciate you. And because of that, I'm going to bring you great content every single show. So if you like this show or any show that we've done in the past, make sure you tell all your friends about it because they deserve to be part of the family just like you are. Also, remember, if you missed a show, want to replay a show, go to Spotify, pull up Stronger Than Failure. You have everything right there. Plus, you can go to strongerthanfailure.com. You have the entire archive at your fingertips. Plus, you can look up the mindset coaching and get personally coached by me to help improve your business, relationship, and life. And just that update, guys, I've got the book Stronger Than Failure. That should be dropping in a couple of weeks. I got the proof copy back in the mail the other day, going through making some changes to make sure everything is perfect. And then before long, I'm going to let you know, boom, it's out there. This book is going to be amazing and change a lot of lives. I got a lot of, just powerful information in there, different exercises to overcome your past, how to forgive, how to increase your confidence and motivation. Everything is packed into this step-by-step guide. So get ready for that. All right, so we're going to jump right into the show, and we're going to change gears slightly. Normally, we have a guest on Wednesdays, guys, but tell you what, get excited because we're going to change things slightly. As you know, if you've been listening for years, you know I've been doing this for a long time by myself, but a couple of weeks ago, I had a buddy on, a guest on the show, and just everything clicks. We're on the same page with everything, and he's got a lot of value that he's going to be bringing to the show. So I know that you're going to love it just as much as I am. So without further ado, we're just going to jump right into it. Greg, man, welcome to our show, brother.
What's up, Stronger Nation? I am glad to be here. Anybody who's listening out there right now, you are in for a treat. I think it is time to get excited because Danny and I are about to 10X the Stronger Than Failure Nation out here. I'm excited to come on and bring in some perspective. Danny and I have been going through some ideas, so just really looking forward to being here. Really looking forward to continuing to bring you guys great content, great mindset, just an all-around good time.
Guys, get ready because, like you said, it's about a 10X around here, so we're going to 10X your business, your relationships, your mindset, and overall life. So real quick, man, for the listeners that didn't hear the other week when you was on the show, give them a little bit about your history and what value you're bringing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was on the show, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
2-3 weeks ago. So if you didn't catch that, I come from a variety of different backgrounds of stuff. I've actually primarily set a lot of my time in the education world, business, defense. Been in the military for 16 years, was an airborne company commander as my most recent position in the Army Reserve. I've run Target stores. I've been in business. Currently, I am the sales manager for a large real estate team here in the Atlanta Metro. As well as a coach and mentor and things like that. I was a high school teacher here in the Atlanta Metro. I've worked for the university. So I have a 3-page resume. I'll post it online. You guys can check that stuff out. And I'm an investor and an entrepreneur.
I mean, so you do a little bit. I mean, so there's a little bit of value. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's one thing I love, dude, because like you, like me, dude, I've had a ton of different jobs in the past, right? Yep. And God has everybody go down, you know, their own path, their own journey. And I wouldn't change anything for anything because it's because of those paths, the jobs that I've had, the things that I've done, the business that I've had that did well, and the ones that did not do so well. I've learned, grown, and because of the things I've been through, I can help other people change their lives for the better because of it. I know you feel the same exact way.
And it took me, and I'm sure you, it takes a long time to realize that those things are, it's okay. It's okay to do all this stuff. It's okay if something doesn't work out and you just keep driving on.
That's it. I mean, like, everyone's going to go through difficult times. Everyone's going to come with difficult times in life, no matter what it is, no matter on your journey. You know what I mean? And like you said, it's okay to go through these tough times. What's not okay is letting it hold you back from changing and living your life. That's what's not okay. You've got to keep moving forward. And so with that being said, the topic of the show, to guys, is how to become the best version of yourself, which is huge because, again, everyone goes through difficult times in life, and those difficult times do not define you. What's going to define you is going to be your mindset, and that's what's actually going to determine who you are and how to become the best version of yourself to achieve whatever you want to achieve in life.
Yeah.
So, Greg, let me ask you, man, what do you think, like, one of the top three things in order to become the best version of yourself? What do you think that is?
That's a good question. And so here's what I'll preface it with.
All right.
Being the best version of yourself, that's, it's not, there's, I don't think there's an actual end because it's going to change. The marker's going to move. The best version of yourself is when you learn yourself. And so you're going to strive for things to be the best version of yourself. And you're going to take away a lot of the things that might be detrimental to who you are, but you're always going to get better. So top three, if I were to say top three things, I think that's going to be different for everybody.
Yeah.
I think that anybody who's listening out there who says, who's looking for the golden answer on it can take what we say. I think with what we say here in the next couple of minutes, they're going to take it and you have to apply it to your situation because I know that I need to work on different things than somebody who's listening on their ride home from work. So for me, I'll give what I think some of my top three things are, like the top things that I want to look for is being my best self. I think understanding your why. I think understanding who you are at your core and what you want to do. Because in anything, you can't get to where you want to go. You can't become who you want to be. If you don't know what you want to be or who you really are, you can't get your spouse, your friends, your anybody, your business partners. They're not going to come with you if you don't know who you are or why you are, because you can't explain it to them. They're not going to come along. So that's one is knowing who you are and centered. And I literally had that conversation with one of my agents just the other day.
Really?
Yep.
And not to cut you off real quick, but that's my number one is you, in order to go where you want to go, you have to have a crystal clear picture.
Yeah.
So many people, I mean, you can talk to anybody at your job, anybody on the street and ask them, hey, you know, what are your goals for the next 5 years, 10 years? Like, what is it that you truly want in life? And most people will give you that blank deer in headlight stare, like, because they've never really thought about
it.
Most people just go through the mundane days just doing the same thing over and over, just living for the weekend. Yep. They're living for 2 days instead of living for seven. You know what I mean?
There's a good friend of ours and a mentor of ours, Tim Stout. I'll give him a shout out, you know, my team leader. I know he gets coached by a lot of different people. We talked about it the other day. What does your perfect day look like? Ask yourself what your perfect day looks like. And really actually, like, does it involve money? Usually, probably not. Like, you don't care how much money you actually have. Yeah, money is a means to getting some good stuff. But it comes down to, what does your perfect day look like? Can you answer that? You know, for me, I still struggle with that sometimes. Because you have to look at it and go, man, maybe that's, I want to get up. I want to go make my kids breakfast. I want to go for a walk. I want to spend time with my significant other. You know, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Think about your perfect day. If you're not doing the things that are going to achieve your perfect day, then you're going in the wrong direction.
Exactly. And like you said, so that's knowing, having the crystal clear picture of what you want.
Yep.
And if right now, guys, if you're listening, if you're like, okay, my perfect day is just like what Greg said, spending time with the family, waking up, spending time, you know, making breakfast for the kids, talking to them in the morning time before they go to school or whatever it is. But right now, you know, you're hustling, you're busting your butt trying to make these things happen. That's perfect. That's where you want to be, because if you're going to bust your butt right now, know that you can't just spend all the money you make, let it go out. No, you want to save it to invest it because you've got a goal in mind. It's something that I tell my clients, I tell everybody, a short-term sacrifice, long-term gain. If you know without a shadow of a doubt what your goal is, all right, short-term sacrifice everything. Quit spending so much time going out with friends or staying up binge-watching Netflix. Take your time and study. Put all your time into work, focus on that, let it compound, and then boom, you got plenty of time to, you know, relax with the family, do what you want to do, enjoy those days.
As long as it aligns with what you're doing. And I think that comes into, I think my second thing is be honest with yourself, be true to yourself. And that's, it's not going to be perfect. I don't think it is. I mean, I think you have to work towards that every day because it is never easy to accept if you think you're wrong, but you at least have to know when to say, like, you know what? I think I'm wrong. I think I know that I'm going down the wrong way. I'm not focusing. I'm procrastinating. I could always be doing this and stop. It's pretty much just, you know, give up your excuses.
Okay. You know? So real quick. So you're talking about, you know, being honest with yourself, knowing what you want. Are you doing the right things to get there?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
People, you know, use the example, like, I was talking to somebody about this today. I want to lose weight. Oh, great. Well, there's a great way to do it. It's called diet and exercise. I really don't do that. I think I'm going to lose weight without doing that.
I'm just going to think about it. It's going to fall off. Yeah.
Right. I've been trying. I had a pizza at 12 o'clock last night. I've been trying. Like, be honest with yourself. Are you really trying? Something is there scaring you, or, you know, you're not, you don't really want it. Yeah. And be honest with yourself. If you have that, then it's that time to say, like, maybe I need some help. Maybe I need an accountability coach. Maybe I need a trainer. Maybe I need to put the fork down and just go, right? Whatever it is, quit cold turkey, whatever you want to call it. But I think there is an honesty or a self-realization that you have to have. Once you know where your focus is, you have to be honest. Am I really doing the things that is going to get me there?
Mm-hmm. And kind of, you know, to piggyback off what you just said there, you know, like if you're talking about, oh, I want to drop weight, but you're going to eat this pizza, right? It's kind of what Tony Robbins talks about a lot. And it's on a psychological level. It's pleasure and pain.
Yeah.
We make decisions based upon pleasure and pain. We will avoid pain at all costs and go towards pleasure. So you might say that you want to drop weight and, you know, just look great and feel great. But if you got more pain associated with that and exercising than you do feeling great, then you're going to avoid exercising every single time. That is going to be delicious. That pleasure aspect, that pleasure button is going to be eating that pizza versus exercising, sweating, and being sore the next day because you got the lines are crossed. If you associate pleasure over to exercise and dropping this weight because this is where you got to know the why and associate that with it. Okay, if I work out, it's going to be painful, but I'm going to feel better. I'm going to drop weight. I'm going to look better in clothes. And my confidence level is going to increase because, one, I achieve the goal, and two, I look better and feel better and have more energy. And if you associate pain with eating that pizza, well, shoot, it's going to push me further away from my goal. I'm going to be overweight. I'm going to be tired and sluggish. Yep. If you associate things differently, it'll change your life completely. And that is in the book that I wrote, too, Stronger Than Failure. Yeah, just kind of drop that little nugget of wisdom in there.
And that's really like, and it's cross industry, cross, you know, everything, whether it's business, personal, family, relationship, just knowing yourself, having that honesty with yourself across it. It could be whether it's your health and fitness or even business. You know, I want to make $1 million. I don't want to call the damn leads.
Yeah.
You know,
you associate more pain with calling leads because you're afraid of, you know, being shut down, somebody telling you a no. And it's, and the thing is, a lot of people overcomplicate the process, man, the answer. People's like, there's got to be more to it than that. When everything's simple, if you really look at it black and white, okay, associate the right thing to what you want to do, you'll make the right decision.
I think, and then so if we're, okay, so we got two there. I think the third one, at least for me, being your best self, I think you have to have grit and consistency. And those are also not easy. Grit is the realization that, like, shit's going to get hard and you have to get through it. And you don't know how to get through it sometimes. But that's that you have to keep going. And the consistency portion comes with pain. Pain is going to come and you have to work through that pain. And it's not always physical pain. Sometimes it's physical pain. If you're working out, yeah, there is a physical pain. Man, I'm sore and I'm tired and I don't want to do this. Well, again, know yourself and be honest with yourself. Are you going to get jacked and tan if you're not going in and lifting heavy? No. Are you going to make $1 million if you don't get out there and do the things you need to do in your business? No. The pain comes in, or the grit of, man, maybe this month I'm not going to make a bunch of money, but I know that I'm starting something, or, you know, I'm making these calls and it's going to catch. You have to keep going. You have to remain consistent and you have to have grit. Whatever you want to call it, grit or
perseverance, whatever. It's kind of the same thing,
literally just the concept and the know that life's tough. Get over it, because nobody cares.
Yeah,
there's zero people out there who are going to care that you're having a rough time getting your goals, because guess what, they're not getting theirs either. So if you want it, you got to go get it.
Yep. And the thing is, yeah, having that grit, that persistence and consistency, that is key to achieving anything. I mean, you can have somebody who's got all of the God-given talent in the world, but if they just kind of go out and just work a little bit because they've got the talent and you are a grinder. You know that you've got consistency. You've got grit. You're going to keep pushing out. Hands down, and this has been proven with study after study, you will completely surpass them with your goals because you are willing to work harder and longer than they will. Period. If you do that long enough, you will get what you want to get in every aspect of your life. You just got to want it.
Right. And again, I'm not saying this stuff is easy. It's understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's understanding that, you, and it's okay. Like I, you know, whatever people think about it, like it's okay to fail or it's okay to slide. It's okay to do that until you have to recognize it and you have to not do it. You have to learn from it, but know that it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Like it's okay.
Yeah, it's like me dropping the weight. You know, it's like, you know, I had that thyroid issue where I put on, shoot, dude, I went from like 190 to 235. Right now, I didn't drop. I'm back down to like 220.
I've been there, man.
Yeah, so yeah, it's,
I've been there.
And like, it's sometimes it gets like a freak, you know, when I was, because I'm 43 now, right? Yep. And so I'm not as active as I was.
Gone.
Bro, and I'm like, it's not dropping off like I thought it would, like it did in the past. Like in the past when I was younger, I'd go out, party all night long, I'd get on the treadmill, run 3 miles on a speed of 8 to 10, then I'd work out for 30 minutes to an hour. But now, forget about it. Man, I went to the park the other day. No, I'll walk a lap. It's a mile. So I do a video and talk, and then I'll run a lap.
Yep.
Bro, like that running that lap, sometimes I don't make a full mile.
You changed. And then I know that. Like, you do your walking because you know that that's what your body can take for it and things like that. And you may have to accept that, like, you'll never probably be Mr. Olympia, and you don't want to be Mr. Olympia. I don't either. And I was the same way. Back in college, for those that listened a couple weeks ago, I think I talked about, you know, some of my stories. I dropped like 130 pounds when I was 18, 19 or whatever. Went kind of through my 20s, you know, up and down a little bit, had gotten married and things like that, so the weight fluctuated. And then in 2016 I got injured. I was in an airborne training incident. Had my pectoral muscle completely torn off my where my chest and my like arm connect basically, and then I
just snapped. Completely separated.
Oh yeah,
bro.
Oh yeah, it was tough.
That's gnarly. Goodness.
I didn't even know. I went I was, long story, went to the doctor a couple days later, and he's like, your chest is asymmetrical. Like, you're 6 centimeters off of where it's supposed to be. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even notice. My knee had snapped at the same time. So I had a double surgery. I had a knee surgery, and then a couple days later when I was able to walk, I had my chest put back together. I can't do the same style push-ups. I have to be careful with lifting heavy. I can't bend my knee, you know, a certain degree and stuff like that. But I've had to adapt. I've had to adapt because for me, I still enjoy working out.
Mm-hmm.
I still enjoy. I don't want to let myself go. But I also know where limitations are.
Yep.
And I think maybe that's an asterisk, you know, fourth type thing, is knowing limitations, but not setting them to set yourself up for failure.
Correct.
Knowing when you're going to ruin yourself, like we talk about, like having grit and persistence, like don't ruin your family over getting something, you know what your limitation is.
A wise man knows his limitations. Like you said, don't set the, you know, because you know you can't do certain things to a certain degree, don't set the bar so low where you're still not going to achieve in life.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, you bridge your pectoral muscle. Dude, when I was like 22, I'm pretty sure I told you, you know, I fell 4.5 stories
That's
and
right.
I broke your back. Yeah. Yep. So the other day, it's been about 6 months ago, I went to the chiropractor, they did x-rays, and so my hips are up and forward a little bit, and my spine is basically scoliosis, what it looks like, it's crooked. And then the vertebrae, the L1 that's basically just 2/3 of what's left, is now there. She's like, oh, there's arthritis on here. I'm like, I don't ever feel it, but I'm like, all right, well, that kind of shows why certain things do hurt when I'm running or exercising. But again, like you said, know your limitations, but know your goals. And make sure you achieve your goals. Sometimes you got to go around them a different way. You got to alter them one way or another. But no matter what, there's ways you can achieve whatever you want in life.
So what that point is out there, for those that are listening, it also means that your excuses don't mean anything, because you can still do the things. Whether it's Danny walks, you know, he broke his back and he's walking, and that's what's going to do it. So there is always something out there.
Now, I'll still run. It's just not as much now.
Same thing for me. I can't run. I used to run. I used to run 5 to 7 miles, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm lucky if I hit two,
then
I overcompensate and my right hip hurts, right? Well, sure. Oh, my right hip hurts. I'm not going to whine about it. I'm going to say, well, I can't do that for that long. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk. I'm going to bike. I'm going to do, you know, whatever, and stop the excuses. There's still not an excuse. Get out and do what you need to do. Overcome the obstacle and figure it out.
That's it.
Because if you want it, you got to go get it.
All right. Now, I'm going to go, like, the three that you gave, the top three for how to become the best version of yourself. You know, I'm in agreement with all of them. One that I would kind of ask, so I guess maybe top four or maybe one that I would change.
Yeah, give me yours. Give me yours.
Yeah. So, I mean, two of them, I'm kind of dead on. Like, again, no one having a crystal clear picture of your goal, right? You got to know what you want in order to achieve it. Mm-hmm. All right. So my number two to kind of go along with that, because, you know, you got to know where you want to go to achieve it, is creating those habits to be the person that you want to be.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Because once you know where you want to go, you have these goals, you have that picture in your mind, what habits do you have to achieve those goals? Right? So whenever you're making decisions on whether it's what to eat, you know, how many phone calls you got to make to, you know, close a certain amount of deals, or how many networking events you have to go to, you have to know what that is. And then you got to make decisions based upon this new identity that of the person that you want to be, right? Because we make decisions based upon, you know, the best knowledge we've got now, right? So you got to start making decisions based upon the person that you are going to be, that you want to be. So by doing that, creating those habits,
yes,
you're the person that gets up, whether it's 30 minutes early so you can do some stretching, some little bit of yoga, meditation, and eating before work, or calling, you know, I think Ed Milet said he called it the one plus, right? Yep. So whatever exercise he's doing, he's going to do one more rep. If he's making phone calls, he's doing one more phone call. So just by doing that one extra, he said that's where he achieves more, because so many people, they'll set a goal just to have something down, or they don't even set goals and they just never achieve it. So if you get out of that box and do one more than everybody else, you will achieve more than everybody else in life.
No, I love that. I love that you brought that up, because that's a point when you talk about, you know, when I talk about grit and consistency, that's how you create consistency, is it's creating those habits and it's mm-hmm. getting into it. So I'm glad you brought that stuff up.
Yeah. And they, you know, in the book that I wrote, it's, I think it's the London Journal of Medicine or Psychology, they're saying, you know, everyone's got different things about how long you have to do something before it becomes a habit, right?
Sure.
Some say it's 20 days, some 30.
Whatever it is, it's whatever works for you too. That's me. You know, that's my thing, is like, don't give yourself the magic pill. If it's not 21 days and you haven't, you know, you think you've picked it up, it's, you've picked it up when it becomes, when you don't think about it.
Exactly. So in the book, that's what I've got, because that, I've drawing a brain fart on it right now, but I've gotten the book, but it's 66 days, right? So, and I tell people in the book, it's like, you know, this says it's 66 days. Some habits are less than that.
Yep.
Some are more. But regardless, if you said, okay, a goal, I'm going to create this habit, it's going to take 66 days. Regardless, if you created it in 21, great. You're still going to do it the 66 days regardless, yep, because it's your habit now. It's who you are as a person.
Right.
You're getting up extra earlier. You're doing the extra rep. You're calling the extra person to get that extra deal. You know, you're becoming that better human being, the better husband, the better wife, the better entrepreneur, which is what you want in the first place.
And it all ties in, because to create your habit, you have to also, you have to know yourself too. Mm-hmm. What are the habits you want to keep? What are the habits you want to break?
Yep.
You know, there's rabbit holes of everything you go in with yeah, habits and stuff like that.
Now, as far as I get on, you know, habits about the ones you want to keep and break, the best thing that, as far as what I've learned in reading and all the studying is, and I'm sure you'll say the same thing, a lot of people, like, when you're trying to quote unquote break a habit, the best way is to replace that habit, right?
Yep.
Because so many people want to just cold turkey something without replacing it. If you take it out, 9 times out of 10, before long, you're going to go back to it, because our brain likes what's familiar, right? That's why you drive the same route to work every day. You put your clothes on the first, like if it's left leg first, right leg first, you put them on that way every single time.
Habits are addictions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's automatic behaviors, yeah.
Right, in so many words, habits are an addiction, right? Whether it's if it's a good habit, your addiction to, and it can be something simple. If your habit is to drive the same route to work, your addiction is, I want to be really comfortable driving to work and I know where I'm going. You're not, mm-hmm, you're comfortable with that. If it's, you know, more difficult habits, you know, your addiction to it is, I get up in the morning to work out because your oxytocin in your brain is just firing off at all cylinders, and mm-hmm, and you're just going for it and you love it. You might hate the habit, but you love the result of it.
You love the result afterwards. Like Joe Rogan, I heard one of his podcasts, and he's like, look, if I worked out whenever I felt like working out, he said, I'd be a fat F. You know what I mean? Yep. And he said, but you push through. He said, I go in there tired, sick sometimes, and I push through this workout. And every single time, and I can vouch for this, every single time when I'm done working out, I feel so much better. Even if I did not want to do it beforehand or was tired or, you know, maybe just kind of clogged up because of allergies, no matter what, hands down, felt great afterwards.
It's the same. It's the concept behind why 75 hard has become so popular. Why, you know, and that's, I think that's why in the fitness, I think you see this a lot in the fitness industry. That's why you have these timed, you know, programs and things like that. Because hopefully what it does is that, over a 6 week program of this, that just builds a better you, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, your ability to go and say, this is just natural, this is normal, now I'm going to go work out. You know, if it doesn't matter what the program is, it's just consistency. So,
yeah, consistency, again, like you said, it's going to build that habit. Yeah. And once you have that, like the 75 hard, one of the things I like in there, and I've got it in one that in my very first book that I wrote.
Have you done it? Have you done 75 hard?
Not yet, dude. I didn't really know about this till the other day, actually. I was listening to podcasts and it came up. It's like, look, if you've not done the 75 hard by Brad Lee, I want you to go and do it now, right? So I was like, all right, I looked it up. And no, it's not Brad Lee. Is it Brad Lee or what's the other guy's name?
No.
Frisella. Yeah.
Andy Frisella.
That's it. So I looked it up and I was listening to everything about it. And I'm going to do it soon. But one of the things that's, it was like in my book, pretty much verbatim, was going through a full day without saying or anything negative. You can't have a negative conversation. You can't engage anything negative whatsoever, which makes a huge difference.
I think that's there's different phases to that program. So like you have to get through the first 75 days, and I believe you start your second 75 days, and then you get different phases of things that you have to do with it, and it becomes difficult. I started it in November or December. And I ended up getting COVID. Still did it through COVID.
Doing the two workouts a day and everything?
Did two workouts a day through COVID. Got through COVID. And then the flu hit me and knocked me on my ass. And honestly, it's one of those things where, like, I wish I would have just kept going. And I gave myself an excuse to not do it. And I looked at it, and I honestly, there is a regret to it. And I hate saying, oh, I intend on it, because like I could literally start today. I could go drink my gallon of water. I've already worked out once today. I could literally walk outside for 45 minutes and do it. And the point behind that whole program, though, is to give you that mindset and things like that. And so I'd love to challenge myself with it. Or at least, you know, keep doing that stuff. And that's the same thing. There is a ton of stuff out there to challenge yourself. Andy Frisella's got a 75 hard program. Folks who listen to Ryan Stueman, if you listen to the Rewire podcast or anything that he's doing, you'll learn about the G code. And those are the simple things that you do throughout your day to live the G code. And it's things like wake up and say five things that you're grateful for in the morning. It's getting a workout in. It's reading a book, it's learning, it's, you know, all this stuff where you can go, another book to check out, 5 a.m. Club, you know, great habit building book for building mindset. And it's, you know, taking over your morning type stuff. Just all these different things. Find what works for you that you're going to stick with.
Yeah, that's the main thing. It's something you're going to stick with. You know, don't, again, like we talked about earlier, having limitations, right? Don't set the bar so high that you're not going to achieve it, right? You want to start out small. So what you want to do is have goals that no matter what, you're going to hit every single day, because by building up on those goals, you build up in your head, okay, I'm a winner. I can achieve what I set out to achieve. So let's say if you're just going to start working out, right? You haven't done it before, but so you're like, you know what? I'm going to make a change. I've got to get healthier. Set a goal for doing 3 push-ups a day, right? You can do 3 push-ups a day. And the thing is, 9 times out of 10, you're going to do more than those 3 because you can do more than those 3. So that's 2 things positive. 1, you hit the goal you set for yourself that day. And then 2, you went above and beyond, kind of like Ed Milet talks about doing that one extra. So it gives you that little extra boost of serotonin levels, everything where you feel better about yourself. So don't just set goals out of the, you know, right out of the gate. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do 50 push-ups a day, and you've never done one in your life. I'm going to run 2 miles, and you've never run, a quarter of a mile in your life.
Right.
Set stuff that you can achieve, and by setting these small incremental goals and you're achieving them, you're building up that winner mindset, that stronger than failure mindset that says, okay, I can achieve whatever I want to achieve because there's a way for me to do everything I want to do in life. And that's all it is. I mean, it's simple. Success in life is really actually simple if you break it down.
Dude, the fundamentals are just, they're easy and they're so complex all at the same time.
Yeah. Yep. Because they're so easy. That's the thing. If you do these, ABC 1, 2, 3. If you do these things, you're going to achieve. You know what I mean? If you want to walk 1,000 miles, what do you got to do? Put one foot in front of the other. That's really it. Yep. You know, make sure you got some water and some food along the way.
Put
your shoes on. Yeah.
Buy a pair of shoes.
And like we said earlier in the thing of what you were talking about, being consistent. If you're consistent, no matter what, you will achieve your goal, right? So let's say if you set a goal today where you want to drop 10 pounds. Let's say it took you a year to drop 10 pounds, but you were consistent in doing it. It just took you longer. Guess what? You achieved your goal. It does not matter how long it took you to achieve it. You still achieved it, and you learned something. That's it.
Yep. Love it.
Derwin, how much longer we got, brother? All right, this is it. All right, guys. Greg, bro, I'm glad that you're here because this right here has been amazing. I know this is going to be amazing, a ton of value for everybody tuning in every single week. It's going to grow 10x. People's going to grow 10x. So, bro, I'm glad that you're part of the show now.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. Thank you for inviting me to be here. We'll be back next week with stuff. Just a reminder, guys, out there, if you like what you hear, smash that like button, whatever podcast platform you're listening on. If you're live on the radio and you want to and follow this stuff a little bit more, show up or look us up on Facebook, Stronger Than Failure. Come into our community. Start talking with us. Start growing with us.
We've got you. All right, guys, remember, no matter what you go through, you are stronger than failure.
Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, habits, and motivation for entrepreneurs, athletes, and high achievers. This show is dedicated to helping you overcome fear, failure, and adversity and maximize your true potential. Get the latest tips, strategies, and biohacks to master your mindset, improve your habits, and create unstoppable motivation so you can become the strongest version of yourself. Get ready to crush your goals and improve your personal and professional life on every level. Here's your host, mindset coach, author, and entrepreneur, Danny Cole.
Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM.
We stay turned up.
Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keeping on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.
Full circle.